Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The pandemic's disrupted a lot of supply chains.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but the latest shortage is Lunchables.
No!
Not the Lunchables!
Good. You two do not eat those anymore.
Why are they so good?
Yeah, but
I had one like a month ago for the first time.
It was so good.
Good thing you got your hands on it when you did, apparently.
Well, parents have been complaining that they're having trouble now finding small processed meat lunches to give to their children.
No. And the processed cheese is also really good.
I mean, yeah, you gotta throw them at your kid as they head into class. Like, hey, mom forgot to make you lunch again. Eat this processed stuff.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll digest in a year.
I think the more siblings you have, the more chance you have to get a Lunchable.
Oh, yeah. True.
I was always so jealous of kids that got Lunchables back in the day.
Yeah. I tried to trade my, because my mom wouldn't let us have them. Yeah. She would always make your own sandwich. So I always had peanut butter and jelly. Nobody ever wants to trade.
No, they don't. Want your sweaty old peanut butter and jelly.
Get out of here.
That I made.
Anyway, Kraft acknowledges they're facing difficulties, but they're working furiously to get back on track.
Good.
Oh, man.
Do you know how hard it is to find enough glue to make that processed cheese?
I mean, and the meat alone, how much paper does that take?
Oh, seriously.
We have a cardboard shortage, so the crackers are
But if you're looking for a suitable alternative, right next to Lunchables are dozens of packets of chicken fuggets.
What
is a chicken fugget?
You don't know what chicken fuggets?
I don't know, but I like to say
it. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, you dunk them in water and it turns to a different color.
Stop, gross.
My fuggets green, Mom. That's normal, sweetie. Put it in your mouth.
Ew.
It's a fake nugget.
But you know what? If Lunchables aren't able to be purchased, I don't know what we're going to do.
You guys, we're going to work through it. I don't know why it's even news.
Let's move forward.
It's a pretty big tragedy to start today.
It's not like Capri Suns have a shortage. Okay?
Oh, my God. Don't even put that energy out there, Brooke. What are you doing?
Seriously.
It's almost like me saying they're not going to have shot caller question of the day on our show.
Don't say that.
We can't. Anyway, we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished by getting shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Alexis, you're drawing a name out because you had it last. Who'd you get?
Jose Cheeky Monkey Bolaños.
All right.
Cheeky Monkey.
Jose, you put on that shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Baywatch premiered on this day in 1989.
Yeah, it did.
Wow.
One decade.
Jeff's already celebrating. He's wearing a onesie.
You can put your shirt back on, Jeff.
Yeah. Oh, fine.
One decade later, the show was filming in Hawaii when they stumbled upon a handsome teenager working in a surf shop on the beach.
Yeah, they did.
He had the perfect look they needed for a lifeguard, and they cast him on the show for 3 seasons. However, that wasn't his big break. After Baywatch, he struggled to find success because most producers just saw him as a pretty boy and not a serious actor. But years later, it finally happened, and he was cast on one of the most popular TV shows of all time, From then, he went on to also become a big-time movie star. Tell me, who am I talking about?
You know? Why are you doing the crazy hand motion?
Because I feel like I know, but I also feel like this is exactly how many stars, like Chris Pine or no, Chris Pratt, one of those
Any
guys.
Of the Chris's, just say Chris. Yeah. Just answer it as Chris.
One of them got discovered in Hawaii, so it's going to be any of these people.
But he wasn't discovered. I mean, like, yeah, they put him on the show for 3 seasons, but his big break came later, is what they're saying.
My first instinct, and I think this is maybe the answer, is Ashton Kutcher.
No, dude, he's too young. I mean, that's the problem with this. Is if it started in the late 70s, and then this is 10 years later, he got cast on Baywatch as
a
teenager.
I'm pretty sure he said 89.
Oh, you said 89?
Yeah, over a decade later, he was cast, and he was a teenager at the time.
And so Ashton Kutcher would have been a teenager at the time, you know, 89.
Would Ashton Kutcher be on Baywatch, or does he kind of have, like, a dad bod?
We're thinking around
this. Now. Okay. But back in the day,
yeah, when he was
like
a teenager.
Okay, just saying.
Just to clarify, the show premiered in 89. I'm talking about a decade later.
So
1999.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that would have been that 70s show for Ashton Kutcher. And then what's his big franchise?
Oh, he had a big franchise. That's the problem.
Ashton Kutcher's like an entrepreneur now.
No, but there's a franchise movie series.
Like,
that
he started.
Oh, okay, here's another one. What about Orlando Bloom? Right? The timeline works out. He loves paddleboarding. That guy's always on it on a paddleboard.
Yeah.
I just saw him swimming with some sharks below him. So he must be some sort of Hawaii.
What TV show was he on?
I don't know. I mean, but his franchise would be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Or Lord of the Rings.
Kind of piggybacking off of Johnny Depp on that one, but that's okay. Let's get the question again.
While working in a surf shop in Hawaii, one teenager got his first taste of fame by being cast on Baywatch for 3 seasons.
Okay.
But after that, he struggled to find work until he was cast in one of the most popular television shows ever in the 2010s. Today, he's one of the most well-known actors in television, and he's been super in movies. Who am I talking about?
Do you know who it is?
Yep.
Who?
David Schwimmer.
What? Yep. Get out of here. Leave that audio.
You can't picture him running on the beach in slow motion.
Fred was already over by 99 almost.
He was already in Fred.
Oh, okay. I support you,
serious.
David Schwimmer.
Do you think David Schwimmer was on Baywatch?
No.
David Schwimmer
is the hunkiest man out there. And then he had his big break in that OJ doc, right?
Okay. You're right.
Has to be a hunk.
I was too gullible then.
Okay.
All right? I was too gullible.
He was Greenzo in 30 Rock, the recycling superhero.
I actually have a better guess now.
Do you?
A real guess.
Let's hear it.
Jason Momoa.
Oh.
No.
Hunky. And then got cast in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but what?
And then now
and then Aquaman.
Aquaman would be his big franchise, being a superhero.
And it's not bad. And he's definitely got the, I mean, he's Polynesian.
He seems very Hawaiian to me. Super chill.
Yeah, he would be just chilling on a beach in Hawaii.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I
and I love him. He is so sexy.
I keep thinking about me.
I would hire him to do anything.
I'd fake drown for that.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's either him or Tobey Maguire.
No, get Brooke started again.
It could be Toby.
Okay, wait.
Toby was on the Roseanne show.
I keep thinking about Chris Pratt now. I know he got discovered in Hawaii. I feel like there was
Chris Pratt's not bad.
That's a good one, too.
Wasn't he a little tubby to start out?
No, that was during Parks and Rec. But as a teenager, I mean, I'm sure he was built.
Okay.
Just because I swear I heard Chris Pratt got an audition from Hawaii or something one day, I'm going to go with Chris Pratt.
Despite being on Baywatch for 3 seasons as a teenager, this actor couldn't catch a break in Hollywood because he was seen as nothing more than a pretty face. His career may have started in slow motion, just like his scenes on the beach. However, his acting chops eventually got him a job in 2011 as Khal Drogo on Game of Thrones.
Oh!
And from there, he became a globally known name, even securing the role of Aquaman in the DC universe.
Oh!
I'm talking about Jason Momoa.
Down to 50-50.
Securing the main role in my dreams every night.
Oh, yeah.
I swear Chris didn't get discovered in Hawaii. They both must.
I'm just saying, David Schwimmer would have been a great Khal Drogo. Well, I didn't get it right, so you're going to get shocked, Jose. Somebody wanted to hear Truth Hurts by Lizzo.
Oh, yeah, I love Lizzo. I just took a DNA test. Oh. Turns out I'm 100% that Beyonce.
It was for the radio edit on that one.
Yeah. That's your shock collar question of the day. Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic, bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.